We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we're starting the Mishnah on Taf Amud. Kiddush Achas Mechomesh Noshim. Someone was Mekadosh one of five ladies, but Ve'ini Yadu is a Kiddush. He doesn't know which one he was Mekadosh. He doesn't remember. So now Kol Achas Ameres, Oisi Kiddush. Each one saying it was me who you Mekadosh. The Loch is Noisin Get L'Kol Achas V'Achas. He has to give a get to every single one because he's not sure which one he married. He has to give a get to each one. They can't get remarried. They're all stuck. He gives them all a get. But Veniach Suba B'nei Mastalik. He doesn't give a ksuba to each one because only one of them was a kedushin. So he gives a ksuba to Bezdin and says, "You take care of it. I'm yoytze my chiyev. You take care of who to give it to." Divrei Rav Tarfon. That's Rav Tarfon holds, and yoytze chiyev that way. Now, even though there's like a bari v'shem over here, so some say because the whole bari v'shem it doesn't work, and here maybe it's a shvacha bari v'shem. Here's no what? What? I know it, right. That's one of the problems. Right? It can't be all true. Because the same body, like upon them, they don't get a ksuba. Retirement says, "I only have one ksuba. Here's the ksuba. You take care of it. You work it out." Rabbi Kiva says, "No, ainzu derech ma'itziv de'avera. This doesn't take care of you. You have a chiyav now. You want to take care of your chiyav. The only way to do it is that you need to get the ksuba l'chalachas v'achas. Similar to machlokes like before. Rabbi Kiva is more makbid. He says, you want to take care of your chiyav. You got to give every single person a get and a ksuba." A similar case, Gozal, here it's worse, he did a Gzela. Gozal Echem Chemishon, he made a Gozal. He stole from one of these five people, he forgot who he stole from. Kol Echem Chemishon, he's a Gozal. Everyone says, it was me, you stole from me. Maniach Gzela B'neim, he gives back the Gzela, Umestalek, and he says, here, take care of it. Divrei Rav Tarfon. Rakhi Vayimah, Einzu Derech Moitzu Dei Aveira, Ad Yishalom Kol Echem Chemishon. You have to pay every single one, if you want to be Yoitzu, your mitzvah of Ashavas HaGneva, you got to give each one.
What's
Moitzu Dei Aveira by Ksuba? Because also the Ksuba. So, like upon him, and Chalikas of Tavra Kiva twice, one by Ksuba, one by Gezel. Zok to Gemara. Now, there's really four possibilities. There's a case of Lokach and Gozal, and the case of Kidesh and Baal, which means like this. There's either Kidesh 105, or maybe Baal 105, either B of 105. Or by money, it's either you bought something for one of the five, and if you got who you bought it from, you have to pay back, or Gozal from one of them. So here, our Mishnah says, Kidesh Ketani, Baal Lektani. The case of the ratio was Kidesh and not Baal. Now Baal, Rashi says, is worse because you embarrass someone. Vegina Oisa, Vekedusha Bia. And it's even more than that in Vuyin Gemara. It's Avera to Kedusha Bia. We had Rab Mangid, someone who was Kadesh Bia because it's a Rabbanon. So there, with Baal, it's worse. You did Avera. And Amashenkin, with Lokach and Gozal, Gozal is a bigger Avera in Lokach. So our Mishnah takes two sides of the coin. Kiddush Tani Baal Laktani and Gozal Tani Laktani. And the problem is money. Masisim Loi Tani Kama Loi Rabbi Shimon Loza. It's not the Tani Kama of the following Brisa. It's not the Shimon Loza following Brisa. The Tani Loi Tani Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Loza Oimer. Loi Nechelku Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva Asher Kiddush Achas B'Chamis Noshim Ve'Yaday Is a Kiddush. No one argues there. By Kiddushin, everyone agrees, Miniach, Ksuba B'neim, Mastalik, there's no Knas. You just give a Ksuba and say, this is, everyone agrees, I took care of my Chiv. Ama Nechaku, Asher Baal, if he did be with one of the five. Rabbi Tarfon, Miniach, Ksuba B'neim, Mastalik. Tarfon says, you just give a Ksuba and you're done. Rekibay Ma'ach, Yishalim, L'cholachas V'achas. You have to pay each one separately because it's a Knas. You did Avera. And another thing Rabbi Shim Loza says, if you bought a purchase from one of those five people, and you don't know who you bought from, you give them the money and you say, that's it, I'm done. You stole from five people. Tarfon says, you just put the gzeil there and you leap. Rabbi Kiva, pay each one. Now, midakama Rabbi Shim Loza, but kidesh lokach loy pligi. And they argue by Baal and Gozal. Mechlal, the Tanakama sova pligi. Tanakama holds you pligi. And what does that mean? Rashi explains that they pligi only by Kiddush Alakach and by Baal and by Gozal. Everyone agrees they have to pay each one. That's how Rashi learns what it means Mechlal Tanakama. Rashi is the last wide line on top of the fourth line. Mechlal Tanakama. Va'omar, b'kirish loka pligi, leka isekuli hai. Ava b'gbal v'gozal fer ava tarfa mai. That's how Rashi learns Tanakama. Now, how do we know that? So Aruch HaNer is busy with that. How exactly do we know that's Tanakama hold? Tanakama holds the argue in all four possibilities. So he says, because Rabbi Shimon is saying, loy nechliku by this, only by this. Why would he say, loy nechliku by this, only by this? He was trying to say, you're wrong, Tanakama. Loy nechliku by what you're saying. Only nechliku by this. And like what is that's from those extra words he saw that they hold this. Now comes to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is no one. Money. Itanakama who holds that machlekes is dafka by kiddush and lakach. So itanakama listed kiddush v'lakach. It says kiddush v'gazal. Irav Shimon Lazar listed bal v'gazal, and our Mishnah says kiddush v'gazal. So it's no one. So tomorrow, loy lo Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Really, it's going to Shimon Elazar. So my kiddush v'bia. It says kiddush v'bia. That's what it says. Kiddush v'bia. You're going to tell me now. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? If maduch by kiddush v'bia, which was only a issa de rabbanon, Rabbi Kiva holds you have to do so much. So vada by gazal. So more says why you need both cases. My kiddush v'bia. Tana kiddush l'dach kach de Rabbi Kiva. Kiddush says the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva that even a issa dafakav de sur de rabbanon avad kanes. And Tana Gazal, the Kirk of Tarfin. Say the Chiddush of Tarfin, who says it's enough to give one. The Avgav, the Yisur, the Raisa, but even if it's the Raisa, lo, ikonis. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that's how we learn our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Ha'isha, Shaholcha, hi, ubailam, nias yom. Aisha went, her and her husband went to nias yom, ubino imam, had a child with them. What's the significance of having a child with them? When they left, even if the husband would die, she would not be chayav ibum. She has a child. Ubino imam. Obas v'amra meis b'ali. She comes back and says, "My husband died. V'achem meis b'ni." After the son died, ne'emenes. She's believed and she goes l'shuk. No problem. She go remarry herself. Meis b'ni v'achem meis b'ali. She says, "You know what? The son died first, then meis b'ali. Ain't in ne'emenes. She's not believed. She's not believed to do. She wants to do ibum. She have to do ibum. She's not believed that. But v'chayshon devrei v'chaletzos v'emes. V'chayshon devrei. And we say she cannot." Go l'shuk without a chalitza. Why? Rashi says because shavya anafsha chaticha de yisura. Because she says she needs ibum, so she needs chalitza for that. Well, oh, it's a good child. Tosis has handles really. It's mashma that you do. It's like a vakshim. It's mashma shtukel kaifim. Yeah, sounds like kaifim. We'll see. See from that for the Gemara. Gemara's medayik that we tak have a suffix. We tak have a suffix. It's a real suffix. The Tosis speaks this out. Yeah, Zog. We'll speak it out more when we see the Gemara better. Zok to Gemara Vayit, the Mishnah Vayit. Let's say he says she went to Medias Yam with adding her children, so she's Oymid Liibum here in this case. She goes to Medias Yam. She says Nitan Liben Medias Yam. I had a child. They have Amra Meis Bini Vacha Meis Bailey. So no matter, she's believed because everything's status quo. She's Chayav Yibum because she has a son died first. But if she's the one who told you that she has a son, and then she said Meis Bailey Vacha Meis Bini, and I'm Potter from Yibum, ain't in Nemenes. She's not believed. But enough chayshish that we don't let her do yibum anymore. She has to do chalitza now. Because that much we are worried about. We were chayshish a little bit. Nitinli yavim din yam. Let's say she goes to din yam. At that point, she has no brother. She says, when I went to din yam, my husband got a brother. Nitinli yavim din yam. Omra meiz baile v'acham meiz yavami. Or yavami v'acham meiz baile. Which means the yavim is dead now no matter what. No matter, she's believed. Because the status quo was that she's going to do there's no yibum because there's no yavam. Halcha he ubayla v'yavam v'yasiyam. If she and her husband and the yavam went to v'yasiyam, that means there was a yavam here. So now she was oymed liyibum. Omra meis bayli v'achar yavam v'yavam v'achar bayli. Either way, she's tining that the yavam died. Ain't a mesh, not nemen. Why? Because the only nemenus is always for her to get remarried. By saying meis baili, but she's not nemanah. She neisha nemenes loyim meis yavami. She has no nemanah whatsoever to say meis yavami because maybe she doesn't like him. She has no head to say meis yavami, and she has no shnas to say loy meis achoisa zchazo beisa. She also has no nemanah to say that her sister died in order to marry her sister's husband. Veine ish nemanah loy meis achi. Ish is not nemanah to say her brother died. She yav mishtoi. Ish not remember saying, "No, my brother died." Whatever, so let me do yibum on his wife. He's not neman. Well, he makes the ish die. She's a chayse. Not neman to say that his wife died in order to marry his sister. His own nemanis. The whole nemanis of all these eight achads that we have, even the negev of herself, the isha, is only by a case of aguna, where it's daika minseva, and there's a case where she's going to get a lot of knosses. That's the only time of neman. In all these cases, there is no nemanis whatsoever. Zok to Gemara Vayter. A case like this. We have here a husband and wife. The wife is not here, not in town, and he's about to die. And he knows that if he dies, his wife's going to have to do Yibum, which he doesn't want to put his wife through the whole process. He's not interested. So what he does is, He gets a shliach. He says, you know what? Here, I'm going to give you a get. You makabel a get for the isha. Could you do that or not? That is chos or not? On one hand, say it's a chos because she doesn't do yibum. On the other hand, maybe she wants to do yibum. Is that a chos for her to get a get or not? That's the question. Since she hates her brother-in-law, it's a schos. And the law is, you can make a shliach for someone, shliach for someone if it's a schos. And it's a schos to have a get.
Could you be
a
general?
What?
Can a man give a...
No, can't give a get to Israel without having a shliach of Kabbalah. You have to have her shliach. Right. So here, but it's a schos. You can make a shliach of Kabbalah with a schos. That's the question. A regular guy is not a schos. The person wants to be married. But here, he's dying. He's dead. He's dying. He's going to be dead. Shail is, makab the yavim, that is schos. So one side of schos is because she hates her brother-in-law. Or dilma kivah zim in the rachmalei, because someone likes her brother-in-law, chayvullah. She doesn't want to get. So that's the question. Amalei, tanina, we looked at our mishnah, v'choshin l'devrev, v'choletzav v'yames. The first case in our mishnah was, it's got in two cases, the first case in the mishnah was that she went to B'din HaSiyam with a chazaka that there's no Yibum, because of B'nai Imahim. And then she comes back and says that her son died and her husband died. The halach is that she's not Nemenis, but she needs chalitza. Now what's the sad that she needs chalitza? What do you mean? She's making up a story. She loves the guy. Teretz is, we were chayshes. Maybe it's true. We're not 100% sure that's not true.
Likes her
she likes the yavim. This she wants to do yavim. This she wants to do yavim. So when the next case is the opposite case, where she was supposed to do yavim and she said, I had a son, and the son died afterwards. So we say, also chayshes. And we do chalitza. Aye, maybe, what do you mean? Why does she believe? Maybe she hates yavim. Teretz is, from this Gemara we see, it's a suffix. And that's what Tosis said at Akasha, that maybe it means just because of Shavinashik Rezura, maybe you don't really believe her, just Shavinashik Rezura, that's why Nichalitza. So Tosis answer, because Chalitza's mashma, that's Menadin, not just Mavakshim. So you see, we taka have a real suffix over here. We have a real suffix of if it's Sanyole or Rachmale. So that was a raya. Omle Tanina, Vachoshis, Omle Ravino, that we are Choshis, therefore it's a suffix. If you do this get, it's a suffer get. You're not going to be able to do even anymore. If someone gave a get to his wife by makam yavon with a shliach, it's choshishin l'dvareh. It's a suffer get. Suffer get means you'll have to have chalitza and not even when it comes to the time when he dies because it's a suffer get. Now, let's say they're in a fight. And they're in a fight. The shoshu kachon bias. And then he does a get for his wife that way. It's chos. That calls chos or not? Kivus like a tata behadei. Since they're not getting along, it's chos ulay. It's chos. Oidilma nicha de gufa adlei. Lemaisa, she'd rather be married. Even with being not chon bias, being married is better than not being married. Better than being single. Tashema. This gemara has a definitive answer to Tashema. Darav shlokish tav lemesiv tondu. Tam means a guf, du means two. It's better to be living with two gufim, melamesiv armalu, to be living alone. Isha will always like to live with a husband, even though her husband doesn't get along with, better than being alone. And I'll give a few examples. Abaya Omar, the shumshin or gavra, if your husband is as short as an ant, that's pretty short. Kursei becharas ramale. She puts a chair with all the fancy people, she talks about how she's making good stuff for her husband, because she has what to talk about. She'll sit with her husband. Once she has a husband, she'll sit with all the chayrus, which means the better ladies, because she's married, it puts her into a certain social level. That's Rabbi's example. A papa amar de nafza gavra, if a husband's job is a ma'usadiga job, which he spins tzemer, gavra, the nafta gavra, tikri b'seifei bavateisif. She'll call her husband to sit on the front step and sit with her. She's not embarrassed to sit with her. She's all proud of her husband. She'll sit in the ramesh, in the front of the house, in front of the whole street, with her husband, because she's so proud of her husband. Rav Ashi Yoma, the kulsa gavra, if her husband is someone who has a soma spacha, but at least she's married. She won't even ask him to make her lentil soup. She won't ask him anything. She'll serve him, my mama's like, on hand and foot. But the Gemara ends off with a little caveat. Tana v'kula mezanois v'toilois b'aleihem. They're all mezana, and they have a husband to be toilet, and they have a child. So yeah, they had a husband. So kids, they're not so happy, not so excited, but they like being married. It's good for them, social, and for mezana, it sounds like. That's what it's good for them. Hadran, Aloch, Perek, Isha, Shalom, Beli, Nedev, those that finished it.